It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
After 9 o'clock, good morning. We are back. A cloudy sky and 30 degrees. Looky, looky, looky.
I missed you.
Just stopped in to talk with me this morning. Good morning, Lisa Kunkel.
Good morning. I missed you, Bill.
It's been, we were trying to figure it out. It was like before Christmas, I think, the last time we talked.
I think so. Yeah, that's too long.
Too long. Way too long.
Yes.
Well, it's the 23rd of January, but I'm going to ask you this anyway. Did you have good holidays?
I did.
Good,
yes,
good, good.
Very nice. How about you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Very. It was quiet. It was perfect.
Well, you need some quiet because once you enter the chamber world, things get a little crazy. Things get a little busy. And holidays are over, but you've got a year to look forward to here in 2023, making plans and getting things together.
Absolutely. You know, January doesn't slow down for us. So
no.
We definitely start talking about what's going to be happening. And we start in February with our annual meeting, which is February 9th at the City Brew Hall at noon. That's turned into such a great event.
Yeah, it is a good event.
We recognize six businesses throughout the community who have just shown great growth and dedication to our community. We recognize them at this meeting, and I think that's my favorite part.
All right.
We also recognize our Twin Town ambassadors who do an amazing job. So if you'd like to come, stop by, pick up a ticket. They're $15 at the chamber. Give us a call. We'll hook you up, and you will not be disappointed.
Well, you get to hand out awards. How cool is that?
It's so wonderful.
And it kind of breaks up the winter, too, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And the noon meeting is perfect. You know, everybody's so busy. I know. I'm busy, too. So, it's perfect. We get you in there over your lunch break, get you out, and get on with your day. So.
All right. So 2023, how's it shaping up? A lot of things coming up this year?
Absolutely. I've got a call into Sean McCann to get our Chalk Fest rolling, and it's time to start thinking about that. Hopefully, with the help of sponsors, we can grow that even bigger this year. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's the best event ever. So,
and a great resource of yours, because we use it here, too.
Uh-huh.
Get on that chamber website and get that calendar of events. I mean, it's
yes.
Yeah, from A to Z, you know what's going on. If it isn't there, it ain't happening.
Exactly. Allison works really hard on that calendar, and she makes sure it's updated. I think every single day she's adding something new to it. So there's so much going on in the Twin Towns that if you think there's nothing going on, then you're not looking.
Think again. Yeah, and you're kind of the hub for all of that. It kind of all kind of flows into the chamber.
We try.
Yeah.
We really try. It's, you know, our job to make sure that not only our citizens, our residents have something to do, but the people notice what's going on.
Right.
We get people down from Fargo and all over the place because they've seen our ads, they've seen our Facebook posts, and they want to come down and check out what's going on. And that's the important part. That's the part that gets people to recognize Wapton Breckenridge as a place that, hey, maybe I'd like to live there.
So the chamber keeps us from being a real well-kept secret.
That's my goal.
You're kind of the megaphone out there.
That's my
Lisa.
Goal.
I love
yes.
it. Hey, great to have you in here as always. Good to see you again.
Good to see you,
After weeks apart. Are you going to be in next Monday?
Absolutely.
Okay, we will talk again then, okay?
Okay, sounds great.
Stay warm.
Thank you.
Coming up on 9:12 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.